Brian, thanks for being here with us today.
Always good to be here.
We're about 2 months out right now from the Knoxville Raceway season, just a little over 2 months out from opening night and 2 months out from practice night, I think. And I just wanted to get together with you here and chat a little bit about the raceway and what's in store. First thing I want to talk about, I know you guys did a little demographic study recently, and we had some of that information here. I just wanted to look at a couple things and point them out. The first thing I thought when I saw it is the ages of all the people that are attending the raceway. It's really varied, you know. You have a lot of young people and older fans as well, and it's a really good mix of all the different age groups and audience.
It is. You know, during the Nationals, during our bigger events, that's even more defined. You can see such a broad range of ages, incomes. You know, it's a pretty good mix of male and female. There are more males that come to the races, as you would expect. But on our weekly races, the demographic skews just a little bit older because those are our fans that have been here and have been coming for years and years and keep coming. We love those fans as well. So we like them all. And, you know, Knoxville Raceway is really an entertainment venue for all ages.
And when you guys did the study, is there anything that kind of surprised you or stood out to you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, that it did have such a good younger attendance was a little bit of a surprise, but that's okay. You know, we need to build those new fans. And of course, our junior fan club, which is free every year to kids, helps that. And we want to build lifelong fans when they come here.
And speaking of junior fan club, you guys are offering 4 free nights this year for kids, starting with opening night on the 20th, like you did last year, and hopefully it doesn't get rained out. And continuing throughout the season 3 more times after that. It's just, that sounds like, you know, another good way to build that fan base, like you said, and get the family out for a family-friendly show.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've pushed affordable family entertainment for years here at the venue, and that's what we have. The kids' night, and we need to define that. It's kids from birth on up through high school. So, you know, typically the kids stop at age 12. If you're in school, you can get in free on, it's the first Saturday of the month in April that we race, in April, May, and June, and then the second Saturday in July, which is Marion County Fair Night. So a family with kids, they take advantage of some of our discount coupons, such as Casey's, where you can get $5 off on adult tickets. The adults can get in for $20 and all the kids can get in for free. So for $20, you can have a great night of entertainment at the races.
All right, yeah, and as we get geared up for the season here, what's going on? What kind of preparations are you guys making to the infrastructure and that sort of thing?
Well, right now, we've got scheduled to make some improvements to the guardrail. Over time, it gets beat up pretty well. You know, we hate to see guys crash into it, but on occasion they do, and it needs some straightening and some attention. So that's going to happen here within the next month or so. And then the suites, believe it or not, are about 20 years old. And so it's time to put a new roof on those as well, and that costs a little bit of money. But, you know, in general, trying to spruce the place up and trying to make some long-term goals in terms of, you know, what do we want to do with the barns and the skate pit, and how do we want to improve those areas as well.
So what's coming up for the raceway and for the fairgrounds in general here over the next year? What can people look forward to?
Well, actually, we're going to have a Monster Jam event, Monster Trucks, on August 16th and 17th. So we just finalized that contract, and that should be a fun new event for Knoxville and for the Knoxville Raceway. So, you know, we've got a great program of sprint car racing, and whatever we do, we're going to keep that program strong with 410, 360s, and now 305 sprint cars, because those weekly programs feed the Nationals and feed our bigger events. We're going to keep the late model event growing. It's on a good growth curve, and we want to bring in other events that make sense for the community, that people want to see, they'll attend, and, you know, they can come have some fun at.
And I know you guys are at the county fair this year too, trying to find some new things and some different ways to work that, including Hairball coming down, which is going to be a fun act as well.
Yes, what a name, Hairball. But yeah, that group is a great group, great entertainers, really. I know some of our board members have gone to see some of the shows, and we're excited for that. Ticket sales are going well for that, and that's new, and that'll be on the infield. It won't be in the grandstands during the fair, so, you know, bring your lawn chairs and kick back and enjoy that. And then we've also got a rodeo with 10 different events in the rodeo on Tuesday of the fair. So a lot of new events there, and trying to create more enthusiasm for the fair. And, you know, the fair is, it's open to all Marion County residents, so the open class in particular, where you show, you know, your hobbies, what you do, there's just about something for everyone in those. So We want more people participating, more people attending the fair, and having more fun.
And I know you mentioned the weekly shows as well, and you said that you're going to keep them strong. How do things look for that? How do things look for sponsorships for that, for nationals, that sort of thing?
It looks very good. You know, we're working on closing some sponsors now for our bigger events. Most of our weekly events are sold to many of our longtime sponsors who've supported the races forever. The car count looks very good. You know, 410 class is holding steady, and you know, we hope to have 25 to 28 cars in that every week. 360 class about the same, holding well, and the 305 class is on a little bit of a growth curve. So the racing looks good. The boys did a good job last year of getting the shows over in a reasonable time, and you know, that's a big focus of ours, how to keep the show time to 3 to 4 hour time frame.
All right, well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Brian?
Well, just come out and, you know, give us a try. Come see the Knoxville Raceway and the events we have, and take advantage of our ticket discounts. Make sure you bring your kids on those four free kids nights.
Absolutely. April 20th opening night, just a little more than 2 months away. Thanks for being here with us today, Brian. Good luck as we get ready for the season.
Thank you.